switch of faith turned on. Keep the switch of faith turned on.
The Spirit of Faith Netcast is on the air. Glad you could join us again as we continue with our study of how faith works. And you notice I've shifted locations again here. I'm actually in my office, and I'm going to be trying to set this up to be more of a permanent studio as we go along here and develop the Netcast even further. We've got some things that I believe are going to be fairly exciting in future days, and we're going to be able to have guests on the program eventually and do several things. I'm looking forward to it. Got a few things I want to share with you before we even get started today on the Netcast. I trust you enjoyed last Thursday's Netcast. It was a little bit late, should have been last weekend's, and we're having this one rather quickly following that one, but that was just the way the timing worked out for us. I've got a little device here that I wanted to share with you. This is an Arcos 105. Now, it's hard to see there. Let me get where the camera can capture it. And as a matter of fact, I think I'm just going to run in a little tight on that. It's kind of hard to do, but there we go. As you can see, that's Brother Kenneth Copeland preaching. And that blinking is because of the camera and the screen of the device not matching in terms of the scan rate. So you don't see that normally when you're using it. But you can see Brother Copeland preaching there from the Great Lakes Believers Convention. And basically, you can see how small this is compared to my hand. It's just a tiny little thing, about the size of a chocolate bar, just kind of interesting. But at any rate, the great thing that I like about this device is that I can download Brother Copeland's messages in Windows Media format, bring them into the Windows Media Player, and then this device actually is intelligent enough to synchronize with Windows Media Player, and then I can take that, so to speak, on the road. You know, maybe I'm sitting in the car waiting for somebody or whatever, and I can watch Brother Copeland, listen to his messages. It also will play MP3s, and it's just a great way to receive teaching from the Word of God. It'll do videos, it'll do several things, and actually, just for fun here, I'll go ahead and show you this. You may recognize the start of our netcast there, and sure enough, there I am teaching the Word of God from one of our netcasts. So I've got that on there as well. I wish we didn't have that frame rate problem with the blinking, but that's okay. But at any rate, that gives you an idea of what you can do with these little personal media player devices. Now, if you go online, you can search for Arcos, A-R-C-H-O-S 105, and you'll be able to find this little device online. And I found it at a tremendous discount off of Amazon.com and got a great price for it when I bought mine. So if you're interested, I trust you'll check that out, because this is where we're headed in these days. I believe the future is in these kinds of personal media devices, because they have larger ones with larger screens. But the beauty of this is to be able to synchronize it with your computer, and a netcast like you're watching right now, you can actually watch right there on the device. There are similar kinds of devices that you can synchronize with your computer and watch it on your television. And this is the vision of this particular teaching program, is, as I've told you before, IPTV, Internet Protocol Television. Now, we're not on any satellite networks. We're not on any local stations, at least not yet. But we are available across the Internet to anyone that has access to the Internet. Now, it helps to have broadband connections with a lot of bandwidth. It certainly helps. But we've got some things coming, hopefully by next week, that will help with the speed and the downloads of our netcast, to where you will be able to watch it online in a streaming fashion and not have any hesitations or stops, you know, those kinds of things, with some tremendous bandwidth that we have coming. So I'm looking forward to that, and hopefully it'll be ready by the next netcast. if all goes well. So there's some exciting things happening. The other thing is I had an individual send a contribution through our donation link, and it was a great blessing. It's a good-sized amount, and I appreciate that. You know, not in the thousands or anything, but it was a great blessing to the ministry. And it's going to help us do some things toward getting some of the equipment, some of the things that we need to continue to expand the Netcast. And so that's tremendous. If you are led to donate to the ministry, you can go to our website, www.wofm.org, stands for Word of Faith Ministries, wofm.org. We are a nonprofit organization. Contributions are tax deductible. But at the same time, you can click on that little donate button on the left-hand top of the column there on our website and contribute to the ministry, and we will use it to continue to develop the Netcast and the ministry and all the things that God has for us to do. So good things are happening, and I just wanted to share some of that with you, give you a little update of what's happening. Now, before we took our little break on our last Netcast to talk about what the Lord's been dealing with me about focus, 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 that we need to focus on what God wants us to do and be involved in His work for our lives. You know, that kind of dovetails with what we're talking about speaking the word in faith, operating in faith, because it's going to take faith to do what God's called us to do. There's no question about that. But let's pick up where we left off in the previous Netcast in Matthew chapter 12. And let's begin in verse 35. Do a little refresher of what we've been talking about. Verse 35 says, "A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things." Now, you remember we said the word treasure here literally means deposit, just like a bank deposit. So whatever you're depositing in your heart is what you're going to speak. And let's follow this out and see if that's not what he's talking about here. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. An evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. But I say unto you that for every idle, now the Greek word here is idle, non-productive, inoperative word that men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words will you be justified, and by your words will you be condemned. He's talking about words. That's his topic. That's what he's referring to here. So when he says, how can you, being evil, in verse 34, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. And then he goes on to say, a good man out of the good deposit of his heart brings forth good things. He's saying what you deposit in your heart is what's going to come out of your mouth. Out of the abundance of the heart, what's deposited there, your mouth will speak. It's not an option here. This is the key, because you remember we read over in James how that with man's natural ability, like a man would train an animal, a dog or a horse or whatever, that with man's natural ability, the tongue cannot be tamed. Matter of fact, it says it this way in James chapter 3. The tongue can no man tame. Now, the Greek there is saying the tongue cannot be tamed in the same way as an animal by man's natural ability. So, at first glance, you'd say, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? I can't speak what God wants me to speak because I can't train my tongue. See, there's where people make a mistake. They take that one scripture, they center in on it, and they say, oh no, I can't do anything about it because I can't train my tongue. Well, no, that's not what he's saying. What he's saying is you can't train it with natural ability. You have to use a supernatural process, because what a lot of people fail to understand is words that you speak, the use of your tongue in the way that God is talking about here in the scriptures, is not a natural thing. You don't speak words because of natural inclination, desire, or thought. You may think you are, but that's not the way it works. The tongue can no man tame by his natural ability. However, the tongue can be tamed by supernatural ability with God's help, And David saw this very clearly. He said, Lord, put a watch on my mouth that I might not sin against thee. Well, the word watch there, see, that meant something to him and to people from that time frame more so than it means to us. You know, we use watch in the terms of something on your arm that tells time or whatever. We don't use it in the sense that they used it. The term watch in that day was someone who was on top of a castle, on what they called a parapet, there on top of a castle, and they would watch around all 360 degrees around the castle, because this was a high tower, and they would watch for the enemy. They would look out across the horizon, and they would look to see if the enemy was coming. And if the enemy was coming, they would sound the alarm. And so that's what a watch or a watchman, maybe that would make it a little clearer, is about. And so what David was saying is, Lord, give me some kind of watchman. Give me a guardian. Give me an early warning system that I might not sin against thee with my mouth. In other words, put a watch over my mouth. Put a watchman. Put a guardian over my mouth. He's asking God for specific supernatural help. It's good to ask for supernatural health too, but help to guard his tongue. Matter of fact, if you guard your tongue, remember that the word of God says the tongue of the wise is health. So if you guard your tongue, you'll have supernatural health. But what we're talking about is praying, asking God to put a watchman, a guardian over your mouth, that you do not sin with your mouth. Now let's go back and read verse 34 again from Matthew chapter 12. Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So the key here is to put in abundance in your heart what you want to be speaking. Now, to simplify this, have you ever heard the term, you are what you eat? Well, if you look at what a lot of people eat, you don't want that to be true. You really don't. Because a lot of what the American people eat is junk. It's just sugary, coated, you know, no nutrition, just junk. You don't want to be junk. So you don't want to be eating that, if that saying is correct. And to a large extent, it is, in the sense that whatever you eat is what your body has to process for energy. And if you just give it things that lack nutrition, your body doesn't have the things it needs to function properly. You say, Dr. Bill, what are you talking about all this food stuff for? Well, I'm getting there. You are what you eat. Well, think about that in terms of spiritual things. Your tongue will speak what is put in your heart, deposited there, in abundance. So you will speak what you hear. Just as the saying goes, you are what you eat, you will speak what you hear. Remember what we found from Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith, the faith of God, comes by hearing the word of God preached. And we went into some detail on that on past netcasts. I'm not going to spend a lot of time doing that today. But suffice it to say that when we hear the word of God preached in a powerful, anointed way, it enters our ear gate, it goes into our spirit, and it's deposited there. If we hear the word preached often, and if we hear the word preached instead of other things, and the other things that we may hear, they may not be bad necessarily, but if we hear something else in abundance that isn't the word of God, you are in a position that you might get whatever that is in your heart deposited in abundance, and that's what's going to come out of your mouth. Have you ever studied something and listened to teaching about something to the point that it was all you could talk about and all you could think about? You know, there's a lot of people get excited about playing golf. Now, I'm not one that plays golf, okay? but I know people that are really into playing golf. They watch golf on TV. They read books about golf. They talk about golf. I mean, they are really into it. And what do they talk about all the time? Talk about golf. Talk about how to do the best putt and how to hold the, you know, the golf club. I don't know anything about it, so I'm really out of my league here. But at any rate, the point is they begin to speak what it is they have deposited in their heart. It's just the process. It's not something that's just reserved for spiritual things. It's not reserved for Christian things. It's just the way it is. Whatever you get into and put before your eyes, put before your ears, listen to and watch all the time, that will get in your heart in abundance. And you will begin to speak it. Now, that process, that system, was put in place by God for our benefit. Now, unfortunately, it has become a detriment to a lot of people who put things in their heart they shouldn't be putting in there. But if you use it the right way, by listening to the Word of God preached and taught and ministered, and surround yourself with the Word of God and hear the Word of God on a regular basis, go to church, get into fellowship, spend time developing your spirit, that gets in your heart in abundance. And then out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks, and your mouth will begin to speak the Word of God. Now, how do you know when you've gotten the Word of God in your heart in abundance? I'll tell you an excellent way to find out. Now, I don't recommend it, but I've seen it in my life, and I've seen it in others' lives, and I've heard other people testify to this, that if you find yourself in a tight situation, a problem situation, and it catches you suddenly, I'll give you an example. I was driving up in the mountains with a friend of mine, and we were coming home from visiting a friend that lived in Boone, which is about a two-hour drive from where I live. Whoops. Okay, we had a little technical problem there. We lost our lighting system. Matter of fact, one of the lights is still burned out, which is why my shadows are a little different on my face now. At any rate, we will pick up here next week, and I'll try to solve some of these technical issues. But this is why we were talking about needing to improve some things on our studio. So we'll just stop here, pick up again next week with Matthew chapter 12, and talk about this whole issue of depositing things in your heart in abundance and what that has to do with operating in faith. So join us again next time. I want to hear from you. Write me at drbill@wofm.org. And let me know how the Netcasts have been ministering to you. And remember, until next week, to fulfill the Word of God.
Keep the switch of faith turned on. Keep the switch of faith turned on.